On a recent Tuesday evening, two paramedics are called in to help a child who's having trouble breathing. Arriving in the room, they ask questions, they start taking medical information. They measure the pulse. They find out the child has a history of asthma. The child in this case is a 23-year-old man. He's a member of the Protection Civile, or Civil Protection, a French paramedic corps that works a lot like the Red Cross. All the workers at the Protection Civile are volunteers, and they go through regular training sessions, like this one, with role plays, to make sure they know what to do in real situations. The Paris Protection Civile provides first aid support at events around the city, like races or large gatherings. They also do shifts with firefighters and emergency health workers to help out with the basic first aid and humanitarian needs. After the Paris attacks of 2015, French people have started flocking to first aid training. And groups like the Protection Civile have also seen an upsurge in interest. Thomas Vianney is the paramedic who was playing the asthmatic child in the training exercise, and he's one of them. Society, he says. He applied to the Protection Civile in December 2015, started his training in January. By March, he was up and running to go out on patrols. Vianney grew up as a Boy Scout, but he feels first aid is more immediately useful. And this idea of feeling useful comes up again and again when you talk to these volunteers. Useful, you feel involved, he explains. As a scout, you just watch the attacks happen. As a spectator, in the Protection Civile, you could do something about it. Doing this professionally, as a firefighter, for example, is not appealing to Vianney, who professionally works as an engineer with the Paris Metro. Being a firefighter isn't interesting because they're in the military, and it's much less diverse, he says. Everyone comes from pretty much the same background, especially in Paris. This is not the case for volunteers in the Protection Civile.
Different reasons for being here.
Yael Salzgeber joined about 3 years ago. She went to business school, now works as a trainer in the fragrance industry, nothing to do with first aid. But she does have a personal interest in disaster management, which led her here to the Protection Civile. She's not the only one to say that the people she's met as a paramedic, she would never have met otherwise.
Sticking to your school, you're sticking to the alumni of your school, you're always pretty much in the same path, where this is really like completely different environment. So we have students, we have people that are like senior positions in companies and so on. We all have the same uniform in the end, and it's just a great way for us to all discover each other without caring what we're coming from or what we're doing in the rest of our time.
Wearing a uniform, working together on a project for the greater good. This is the idea behind the French Service Civil, or Civil Service, a program put in place by the government a few years ago to encourage young people to give back to society while getting professional training at the same time. It's now being pushed as a tool to fight radicalization, to encourage people to feel more rooted to French society. Now, in the past, this might have come out of the military, and their calls from the right, notably from former president and Les Républicains leader Nicolas Sarkozy, for reviving the military service in France, which was mandatory for men until 1996. France's overseas departments have an adapted military service, a volunteer program for young people to gain job skills. Yann Herouard, though, is skeptical of any comparison between the military service and community volunteer work like the Protection Civile. He's been in the Protection Civile for 2 years now, and at 45 years old, he remembers his mandatory military service. That brought together people of the same age, he says, but people who had to be there. There were people who didn't want to be there, others who were there because they had to, and others who were there willingly, he says. He himself wanted to do the military service out of a feeling of duty to his country.
Pas le sentiment d'avoir fait beaucoup de choses durant mon service militaire.
But he says he doesn't have the feeling of having done much during his year of service. The Protection Civile has been different.
Toujours le sentiment d'avoir fait quelque chose.
Always have the feeling of having done something and helped someone, even a bit, he says. For him, the key is the voluntary nature of this aid work. All volunteers and willing to be here, he says, whereas the military service was a requirement. He says he didn't make any long-lasting connections with anyone during his military service. At the Protection Civile, at least in this group, they're all very close. Gather together for monthly meetings, running through upcoming assignments and administrative tasks. The operations manager encourages people to take shifts. Because this is voluntary, each participant works when he or she can. Gabrielle says she's cut down on her hours recently.
Ago, I was very involved, so I did about more than 500 hours in 1 year. Whereas last year, I was much more busy. I was traveling a lot, so I did only 100, 130.
Less, even when she's not volunteering her time, she does spend time with her teammates.
I'm going for sports with them, you end up going on holidays with them, so you really, really bond up with those people because you spend so much time with them. You have sometimes some shocking events, so all of that actually are very important and bonds us much more than some friendship that can happen on school or something like that.
Because it's urgency, you have to be really fast, really focused, and the team has to be like very strong.
Joined the Protection Civile after receiving first aid from volunteers when she had a ski accident 3 years ago. She realized she wanted to be able to care for herself and others, so she went from victim to participant. When she joined the team, she was surprised by the diversity of the volunteers.
Well, people here would be mainly probably doctors or, they would work in the medical field. I was expecting maybe more male than female.
Indeed, unlike the fire department or the military, the Protection Civile has nearly as many women as men. Paal, like everyone here, says she wouldn't have met her teammates otherwise.
In other contexts, I wouldn't have met them, or I wouldn't have been interested in meeting them, probably. They're doing jobs I wouldn't have had the opportunity to get to know, probably. Or they're not my age. It's just different circles. There's a lot of, let's say, segregation, either space segregation or gender segregation or age segregation, whatever, or class. That doesn't really exist here. Competence comes before everything else. It sometimes can be a problem with new members who have, for example, responsibilities in their jobs, and they will have to, they're beginners, so they will have to take orders in a very strict way from other people, sometimes very young people.
Sometimes I'm told to do something by someone who is 21, I'm 42, it's okay. I don't even think about it.
Poulin works as an IT manager. He came to the paramedic work after receiving basic first aid training at work, and he wanted to be able to apply it elsewhere. For him, the bonds with his team members have come very naturally.
It's also caused by the things we share together.
Been fascinated by the facets of life of Paris that he gets to access as a paramedic.
I realized that I didn't know the world in which I'm living because you are led to come into a place you would have never come into, to discover situations that you wouldn't have suspected at all.
Nice buildings can hide squalid situations, or vice versa.
Once we came into a place that was actually dubious, and we ended up in a place that was well kept, with a person carrying each other, we wouldn't have suspected. It breaks all the stupid assumptions we may have sometimes. We learn not to expect anything. You have patterns. You receive a call. We are with the foreman at the barracks, a drunk person on the street. Well, we imagine something, and most of the time it's going to be that. But not all the time. It should be that. Nevertheless, can be something else. Get ready, just in case.
My views on the world.
It's Angélique Pal again. She's getting a PhD in geography and volunteering with the Protection Civile, she says, gets her out of her academic world, out of her own head.
When I come back from field work, I feel my life is amazing for, a week or so, because I've been through hard things with people, like in real trouble, so it really gives a perspective on things. You reevaluate your own life and the sense of how lucky you are to be healthy and very basic things, having food, being healthy, which you don't really, in our society, you don't have that feeling very often, especially when you're studying, you're in a job where you don't really interact with homeless people or very sick people. So it really changed my perspective on things.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.